I think he fell in love with the language because he fell in love with the people, and he believed in what the Chinese communists were embarking on. This is what he wanted to do. He was originally sent, when he was drafted into the U.S. Army, the Army sent him to their language school, which was at Stanford, and they originally wanted him to study Japanese. And he felt that if he was going to learn Japanese, he would end up in Japan during the occupation. He didn't want to do that. So he went to the Chinese professor and asked if he could study Chinese, and they let him. And after about a year, he was almost fluent and then was sent to China just as the war ended. He was soon completely fluent.
Rettenberg said that he loved to argue. Is that an overriding factor in his life, to be always so contrary?
Not the Sid I know. No, I don't know. He's got a great sense of humor, but he feels strongly in what he believes in. But I don't think he does it just to be contrary. I think he tries to stand up for what he believes in and educate people about what happened in China.
He was imprisoned twice for almost 16 years. Didn't his years in solitary confinement convince him that China is not the place for him? Or did he dislike the U.S. so much?
After the first year in prison, the Chinese were willing to let him go back. They realized they had made a mistake, and they offered to let him go back. But Sid didn't want to go back. He didn't realize it was going to take another 5 years for them to figure out his case. But he also didn't want to go back to the United States. He really believed in what the Chinese were doing. He wanted to stay there. And even after being in prison for 6 years, he wanted to stay on. And he wanted to continue to work with the party. I think he really loved doing that. He was in his element and rose up through the ranks and eventually became the head of the broadcast administration.
Now, Rettenberg said he never thought of giving up, yet he did say in the film he saw with his own eyes the tragic results of the social experiments, like the Great Leap Forward and the Cultural Revolution, with untold millions of lives lost while he was there.
Yeah.
What was he thinking?
I think he didn't really want to believe that. He was an idealist, and I think he didn't really believe what was happening until much later.
Does he have any regrets?
Yeah, I think he has some regrets. I think he feels he could have, you know, if he hadn't gotten involved with internal struggles within the party, he felt he could have done more.
Has the film played in China?
This would not be allowed to be shown in China. It was screened at the Foreign Correspondents Club in Beijing and Shanghai, but those were not considered public places.
What's been the audience reaction here in the United States to the film?
I think people either really love it or they hate it. Because the bulk of the film is an interview with Sid Rettenberg, who is an extraordinary raconteur. But we didn't use any archival footage. We used revolutionary Chinese posters as our visual motif and still photographs. And a lot of people, they want eye candy. They want more visual stimulation. And we felt that Rettenberg was such an incredible storyteller that we wanted to have him on as much as possible.